Revelation chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2. In particular, it's this in verse 2, Christ addressing the ecclesia in Sardis, these believers there. And he commands them to wake up, and then he says, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Revelation 3, verse 2 particularly, but I want to link it with the passage there, 1 to 2. Here is the picture building up of this church at Sardis, and it's a very sad, a very serious, very searching picture. What does Christ say about it? Well, on the one hand, you have a reputation. Oh, you have a reputation of being alive, verse 1. A really powerful church, a flourishing church, well attended, much going on. Oh, yes, this is a church in a thousand. But the truth is, Christ says, the truth is, you have this reputation, but you are dead. Dead. And then wake up. So they're asleep. They're a sleepwalking church. They're a dead church. And now this, strengthen what remains and is about to die, is in the last gasp. It's drifting. It's weakening. It's not merely asleep. It's withering. It's fading. It's on the verge of extinction. It's dying. It's in the last stages, the last throes. Is so weak and feeble. And Christ says, your deeds, they're not complete. They're half finished. You start in a flourish. This is the trouble here. You're all horns and trumpets and banners and shouting when it starts, but it just drifts into nothing and fades away. It shrivels on the vine. It's unfinished. Indeed, if you go to verse 4, about those who have not soiled their clothes, there's sin here. They're soiling. They're dirty. They're corrupted. So there's these two pictures of the church at Sardis. I know we've seen much of this before, but now it's this thought of drifting down into extinction. But in the sight of God, what are they? What are they in the sight of men? Well, in the sight of men, look at the reputation. But in the sight of God, you're about to die. It's incomplete. It's soiled. What is this church? What a contradiction. What a contrast. It's a walking, a sleepwalking contradiction. Superficially, everything is fine. On the surface, it looks wonderful. But underneath, deep in the heart, how corrupt and feeble, dead, dying, weak it is. How common is this? Well, it was there in Israel, you know. If you read Ezekiel chapters 8, 9, and 10, you will see precisely this. God says to Ezekiel, you go to the temple, he said. Now, don't just look outside. Dig down in the wall and get through, and have a look at what they're doing in there. I know what they're doing. And if you read chapters 8, 9, and 10, the glory departed from the temple. It's precisely this picture here. You get it in Psalm 139. I know I've quoted it before. Search me, O God. Know me, try me, test me, probe my heart. See if there's any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. I don't want to be thought highly of by men and rejected by God. There's somewhere in the prophets or the Psalms about Israel bringing home, the reapers bringing home the piles of corn, and God blowing upon it. It's just mere chaff. What is the worth of it? It's got the praises and reputation and the name and the honours of men. Oh, yes. Often in the obituaries it's like this. But what does God see? And what does God say? Oh, is this me, my brothers and sisters? I ask myself. I'm asking you, brother or sister. Is it you? I'm asking the churches. Is it you? I'm asking the elders. Is it you and your churches? Is it just at Sardis? I fear not. You remember Horatius Bonner's lovely hymn. He's trying to encourage us. Go labor on, spend and be spent. And it is a very encouraging hymn. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The master praises. What are men? Is a very wonderful encouragement. You have no reputation. You have no name. You're not wanted. You're shut out of things. The gatekeepers close the gates again. But Christ says, well done, good and faithful servant. What are men? What are men? But what, my friend, if that hymn should be sung the other way around? What if we should really sing about ourselves? Men do heed you. Oh, men do love you. Oh, yes, men do praise you. Oh, yes, they do. But the master, he points the finger. He criticizes. He says no. Well, Bonner's question still stands. What are men? In his hymn, it's what do the criticisms of men amount to? It's what the master says. But in this new version, what will all the praises of men and all the honors and all the reputation before men count in that day? It is what Christ says. It's what the master says. Christ is king. It's his law. It's not the version and verdict of men. It's Christ that has the say. What will it count in that day to have all the praises of men and be found wanting? You remember Belshazzar's feast? You are weighed in the balances and found wanting. Oh, may God speak to us, strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Wake up. You're asleep. Indeed, you're dead and dying. God challenges us by this word. Speak to us. And may he revive us yet again. Will you not revive us, O Lord? Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? May God arise and revive us. We need it. Send, O Lord, that glorious shower of blessing. Will you not burn out the dross and raise up the true? May it not be before men that we be before men that we have our reputation, but may we hear, well done, good and faithful servant, from Christ himself. Amen.